Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This morning, heading home, praise for our new PM on the world stage as security talks in Tokyo come to an end. Fears for three people missing in Melbourne after fire rips through an abandoned strip club. An alleged drug ring smashed, homes raided as police crack down on gang crime. How an elderly man fought off intruders with a mop. And masks off in South Australia, the state ditches its mandate for school children.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will fly home today after meeting the leaders of the Quad nations in Tokyo. While he won praise from US President Joe Biden, he also received a surprise olive branch from Beijing, just as the Quad discussed how to counter its influence.
Anthony Albanese takes his first nervous steps as Prime Minister onto the international stage, touching down in Tokyo for the Quad leaders' meeting, signalling to the world Australia is under new management.
It is an honour that this is my first act as Prime Minister.
Backslapping with US President Joe Biden and rubbing shoulders with India's Narendra Modi and Japan's Fumio Kishida. A pinch-yourself moment for a man who only a few days ago was shaking hands with warehouse workers in Melbourne and posing for selfies in Tasmania.
We were sworn in, got in a plane, and if you fall asleep while you're here, it's okay. Because I don't know how you're doing it.
The trip to Japan, a chance to reassure Quad partners, a change in government, doesn't mean a change in Australia's commitment to the strategic alliance, promising to do more to tackle climate change and bolster regional security.
As the Indo-Pacific is reshaped, our Quad partnership is needed now more than ever to meet the challenges and threats of a less certain world.
A reference to China. The leaders attempting to rein in Beijing's growing military and economic assertiveness. Joe Biden announcing a new economic alliance.
We mean business. We're here to get things done for the region.
And going further than ever before, promising to defend Taiwan if China invaded. But Beijing is reaching out. Premier Li surprising Anthony Albanese with a message congratulating him over his election victory, ending a 2-year communications blackout between the two governments. Saying the Chinese side is willing to work with the Australian side to review the past and face the future.
It's China that has placed sanctions on Australia. There is no justification for doing that, and that's why they should be removed.
Confirming Australia will host the next leaders' meeting in 2023. In Tokyo, Rob Scott, 7 News.
There are fears for three people missing after fire gutted an abandoned strip club in Melbourne. The roof of the Goldfingers building has collapsed, making it impossible for crews to search for the trio thought to be inside. A partial demolition will be carried out today to allow the remainder of the property to be searched. The blaze is being treated as suspicious. Police have smashed a huge drug ring allegedly run by one of Sydney's most notorious crime families. 18 members of the Alameddine clan were arrested as 29 homes were raided in the city's southwest. It's believed the suspects were involved in a dial-a-dealer scheme, raking in more than $250,000 a week. One seized phone had the numbers of 700 customers. Police say conflicts over the phones may have led to several murders. After almost 800 days, South Australians are no longer living under a COVID state of emergency. The declaration has been scrapped, meaning lockdowns and other restrictions can't be introduced at a moment's notice. The state's controversial mask mandate for schools will also be binned from Monday.
Teachers will welcome the opportunity to have a choice and to choose to continue wearing masks, but also to take them off as they need.
Masks will only be required in classrooms or schools where there are significant outbreaks. Findings are expected to be released today over the death of a 5-year-old Queensland boy. Hian Kapil had been complaining of severe stomach pains for days when he was taken to Logan Hospital. He was treated for a stomach bug and discharged, but he died hours later as his parents were taking him back to the emergency department. The hospital says it's assisting the coroner. Whistleblowers inside Victoria's healthcare system claim many hospitals are unable to open all their beds to patients. They say a lack of funding has left staffing levels dangerously low, and it wouldn't be possible to treat every patient if all available beds were being used. The crisis is being fuelled by COVID and the flu. 1,500 staff were absent from work yesterday. Flu vaccines are set to be rolled out for free in New South Wales this week. The Health Minister will be making an announcement in the next few days. The virus is spreading fast and young people are the worst affected so far, presenting to hospitals in their thousands across the country. A similar program got underway in Queensland yesterday. An 83-year-old Melbourne man has fought off a gang of intruders with a mop. The teenage thieves were on a rampage, which later came to a crashing end.
Unlicensed and underage, this is the high-speed end to a Bayside crime spree. Inside the stolen BMW, a gang of teens crawl from the wreckage, trying to escape police after terrorising families. The thieves started their night of destruction at David McKern's Yulee Street home. The 83-year-old forced to use a mop as a weapon.
I heard the noise, I turned the lights on, picked up the mop, heard a lot of noise in the yard, so we came out here.
They tried to steal his car, but only managed to grab cash before escaping.
I just thought it would be better to grab something, and he wasn't all that strong, but anyhow.
Better to be armed than not.
No, anything would be better than nothing.
Mr. McKern's neighbour called 000.
My wife woke me up. We had a look around the property and we could see torches next door, a series of torches next door going around the property and inside the property.
The next target, a home nearby on Chelsea Street. They were only inside for a few minutes before police were called. Moments later, the gang's car crashed and 7 teens were arrested.
Police say the car crash brought an end to a crime spree that started when the BMW was stolen from a home in Mount Waverley last week. It had been used in other attempted robberies in the past few days.
One thief who was hiding in the boot was knocked unconscious during the crash. He remains in hospital tonight under police guard. Cassie Zervos, 7 News.
A new tourism campaign is being launched on the Gold Coast today called Play the Day Away. The advertising blitz includes a musical-style ad showcasing the city's attractions in a way that's never been done before. It comes as new data shows just how much the pandemic has cost businesses. COVID kept 10 million visitors from the city, a cumulative loss of $5.6 billion in revenue. Three men are back on dry land after their yacht capsized off Western Australia. They set off an emergency beacon when they ran into trouble near Durian Bay, their vessel overturning in 5-metre swell and 30-knot winds. Rescuers say it's the hardest operation they've been sent to. The trio was treated for hypothermia and the boat has since washed up on the coast. Chris Dawson's lawyer has accused three friends of his missing wife of embellishing their stories to make him look like a monster. They told his murder trial that while Lynette Dawson adored her husband, he abused her. One recalled seeing bruises on her throat on the last day she saw her. The defence submitted they were wrong and that stories and gossip over 40 years have shaped their memories. Witnesses to a horror crash north of Adelaide have described seeing a motorbike explode after slamming into a car. The rider was spotted swerving in and out of traffic yesterday afternoon before colliding with a Jeep. The two people inside the vehicle were shaken but not seriously hurt. The rider has been taken to hospital with life-threatening injuries. As the post-pandemic demand for international travel soars, Aussie travellers now have more ways to fly to one of our most popular overseas destinations. Virgin Australia has launched a new code share arrangement with United Airlines, tripling the number of services to the US.
Australiana meets Americana. And that's where more Australian travellers can now go, as the new partnership between Virgin and United officially takes off.
Today's a fantastic day. Virgin Australia is back on the board flying to the United States.
United will offer daily flights from Sydney to LA and San Francisco, adding a Melbourne to San Francisco route 3 times a week from next month, and Sydney to Houston and Melbourne to LA later in the year. It's another way for Velocity members to collect and spend points.
They now enjoy the same benefits as at United Airlines.
There are new perks for Qantas frequent flyers too, after the Flying Kangaroo snapped up a 51% stake in online travel business TripADeal. Customers now able to use loyalty points to book luxe holiday packages to a range of destinations, even flying different airlines.
We're very happy for people to use their points to get to these amazing destinations in whichever way they can,
while still profiting from the renewed travel industry boom.
Today, the first flight in the Virgin United partnership took off from Sydney Airport, bound for San Francisco. It is almost completely full, the strong demand allowing airlines to keep prices for international travel on the high side.
That's got to be a disincentive to a lot of travellers, which makes you wonder, once the pricing does settle down to 2019 levels, which could take another 12 months, how much more travel is that going to unlock?
Gemma Acton, 7 News.
Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is trading down this morning. The Nasdaq is also lower. In London, the FTSE fell and Germany's DAX lost. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell. The All Ords finished the day down 26 points. The ASX 200 down 20. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,865 an ounce. Oil is $110 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 70.95 US cents, just under 90 Japanese yen and $1.09 New Zealand. The Duchess of Sussex's father, Thomas Markle, has been rushed to hospital after suffering a suspected stroke. Let's go live to US correspondent Tim Lester now. Good morning, Tim. It sounds extremely serious.
It does, Jodie, though no firm medical confirmation on Thomas Markle's condition. We know that roughly 40 hours ago now, he was taken by paramedics in Tijuana, just across the Mexican border, about 3 hours south of Los Angeles, to hospital there, unable to communicate with the paramedics, apparently having to write on a piece of paper what was wrong with him. He's since apparently been transferred across the border to a Southern American hospital just south of San Diego, where his daughter, sister or half-sister of Meghan Markle, Samantha, reports that he is recovering and needs peace and quiet. Nonetheless, those who've been in contact with the family are reporting that he will not be able to make a planned trip to the United Kingdom for the Queen's Jubilee celebrations early next month. There is a sense of deja vu in all of this, Jodie. Of course, just before the 2018 marriage of his daughter Meghan to Prince Harry, he suffered 2 heart attacks and had to call off that trip as well. Jodie.
Tim Lester, thank you. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is under renewed pressure following some astonishing revelations from Downing Street insiders. The BBC has spoken to whistleblowers detailing the lockdown parties at Number 10. They say anyone who tried to stop the parties was mocked, and not once did Boris Johnson break them up.
He wasn't there saying this shouldn't be happening. He wasn't saying, can everyone break up and go home? Can everyone socially distance? Can everyone put masks on? No, he wasn't telling anybody that. He was grabbing a glass for himself.
An official report into the scandal will be made public any day now. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has lost his appeal against a 9-year jail term. Supporters argue the sentence for embezzlement and contempt of court is politically motivated. The vocal Russian opposition figure will be moved to a harsher prison with fewer visitor rights. In court, he criticised the war in Ukraine, saying it's built on lies and calling President Putin a madman. Prince Charles has fulfilled another royal duty on behalf of the Queen at Westminster Abbey. Wearing full regalia, the heir to the throne led the ceremony to induct new members to the Order of the Bath. The honour is reserved for high-ranking civil servants and the military. Prince Charles has been stepping in more for the Queen in recent months as she struggles with her mobility.
Tired of ads barging into your favourite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
To sport now, and Fremantle's Sam Switkowski has been banned for 2 games by the AFL Tribunal for his chicken wing tackle on Collingwood's Jack Ginnivan. The pressure is increasing on North coach David Noble, with 3 senior recruiting staff members abruptly leaving the club. It comes after number one picked Jason Horne-Francis was cautioned by the club for not revealing he returned home to Adelaide for Mother's Day weekend. The Broncos will be without their biggest name against the Titans on Friday. Skipper Adam Reynolds will miss the derby with hamstring tightness. Brent Naden denies there's no bad blood or a mass exodus looming at the Bulldogs after his sudden departure to the Tigers. And Rabbitohs skipper Cam Murray's in the reserves for Saturday's Tigers clash. He's hoping to earn origin selection with the Blues after a shoulder injury. The Australian hopefuls continue to fall at the French Open. Only 3 Aussies are into the second round at Roland Garros. John Millman downed by 27th seed Sebastian Korda. Confronted by a vocal crowd, 19th seed Alex de Minaur crashed out to local Hugo Gaston in a 5-set thriller. Fighting through tears and an arm injury, fan favourite Joe Wilfred Tsonga received an emotional farewell in his last ever singles match, going down to Casper Ruud. And Russia's Andrei Rublev could be sanctioned after smashing a ball in anger, which nearly hit a court sweeper in the face in the first round. Matthew Wade will have a shot at Indian Premier League glory, his Gujarat Titans, the first team into the final. The Australian wicketkeeper hit a handy 35 for Gujarat in their semi-final against Rajasthan, needing 16 off the final over to chase down the Royals' 188. South Africa's David Miller only needed 3 balls.
It will. David Miller, take a bow. That is superb. What a run chase.
It's Gujarat's first season in the IPL. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a front with troughs will bring showers and some storms to South Australia, Western Victoria and southwest New South Wales. Troughs should also bring showers and some storms to parts of New South Wales and Queensland. Around the capitals today, showers increasing later in Brisbane, heading for a top of 23 degrees. Showers with a top of 20 in Sydney, partly cloudy heading for 16 in Canberra, mostly sunny and 19 in Melbourne. Sunny and 16 degrees in Hobart today, showers for Adelaide with a top of 19. Perth, mostly sunny heading for 21 degrees, and Darwin, sunny and 33.